Happiness is not outside of us. It's a grave mistake to go looking for happiness somewhere else. Happiness is inside. You know that you can be incredibly rich and incredibly miserable. Hegumen Nikon Vorobyov told me in the beginning of the 20th century, we were shocked when we found out that a young millionaire committed a suicide because of unhappy love. Where is happiness? Is it in money? No. It is inside us. That's why Jesus Christ said that the kingdom of heaven, which is happiness, is inside you and not on some faraway planet. So the New Testament is the recipe of happiness. If you read it attentively and seriously, you will see what a normal person should be like, unlike that sick condition that we find ourselves in. And there is a norm of humanity, and you will see what happiness is. For example, Higher Monk Nikon Belyaev, one of the last monks of the Optina monastery, when it was closed, he was arrested. They mocked at him and they ripped off his monastic clothes. He was put in the same cell as punks, in terrible conditions, with lice, and a note came from him because there was still correspondence. The note was short, just one line, which read, "There is no limit to my happiness." Can you see where happiness is? Hegumen Nikon Vorobyov himself was imprisoned in the 30s in Komsomolsk. He was also in the same cell as punks. As usual, a priest had to be in the same cell as bandits. And he said he often had such a thought. There were guards, they were healthy, and us with constant hunger and cold, and there was lots of swearing there. And I asked myself, would I agree to switch places with them? But provided that I would also lose faith in Christ, as they didn't have it. And my soul rejected this idea with anger, and it was so easy to pray there, and it comforted a human soul incredibly, and always people knew it. Just take a look at the novels that we used to have. Not now, because now it's just some animal corruption, but take a look at those novels and how love is depicted there. That love was happiness. That is happiness. And just take a look at those conditions. That's where happiness is. So, if we do our best to get acquainted with the New Testament and the epistles of the apostles, we will see what a true person should be like, and we will try to fight our sins and not the sins of other people. We should fight our passions, and then gradually we will see what happiness is about. Do you know why? because it turns out there is an interesting spiritual law that to the extent of overcoming passions such as envy, anger, passing judgments on other people and so on, the essence of humanity turns up in a person, and this essence of personality is love. That's when it opens up. And what love can there be now when I can't stand that bastard? And this neighbor, she is the child of hell, and this one, and that one. What love can we talk about here? You know, I'm full of this so-called love. So to the extent of overcoming these passions which cover this treasure in our soul, this treasure starts to open up, and then in a person this state of happiness is being born. And is there in the whole world anything more wonderful, happy and beautiful than the state of love? Is there? No. That's what we should strive for.